You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for Your Soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the Psychic Love Doctor, Deborah Lee and Friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the Psychic Love Doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Happy Monday, everybody. Woo-hoo. While we're all doing this, trying to stay at home, and we can't travel, really, not very far, does every day kind of feel like the same day? Sort of like we're all stuck in that movie Groundhog's Day.
I got you, babe.
It's kind of like you wake up and you don't even know what day it is.
Yeah.
If I didn't have a job where I always had to look at time a lot and days of the week and schedules and stuff, I'd have no clue.
Yeah. It's like it all is just blending into one great big psychotic pancake. You know what I mean?
Pancake. Yeah.
All right. I'm Deborah Lee. Sitting in this seat would be our male counterpart. How about that?
Oh, I've shed my token label.
Well, we have trouble getting males on here. I think that even though they could go out and wrestle a couple of grizzly bears, the thought of sitting in on the show and having to humorously participate, as it were, it's not really something that they have the guts to do.
Right. Unless we have barbecue and beer, they're not here.
Right. So also that voice belongs to the invisible co-host.
The electric.
That is our Veronica.
Hello.
She sits off in the shadows, and she's actually taking notes on your readings. She's offering suggestions and advice, and she's going to give you an angel card reading before we move on to the next caller. So a little bit of normal stuff that we always talk about at the start of the show is, first of all, if you call in, please don't have us on speaker. Jim will share with you why that is not a good idea.
Bad, really bad.
Dirty.
Speakerphone doesn't work all well. You figure you're on a cell phone. It's going over airwaves. You're going to a radio station. You know, it's just speakerphone's a bad thing. Having the radio on, if you happen to be listening to it at the same time, is even a more bad thing.
More bad.
That's bad.
Or like if it's on your computer. Or,
yeah, just any kind of any sounds. If you can get in a nice soundproof place, quiet place, not your bathroom, and it's great. No walking, no running. Car windows down is not good. Stuff
right.
like that.
Put away your pets. Put away your children.
Yeah, talk slow if you can. I know some people get excited or really get into it, and we all do. But slower.
Because there is a bit of a delay.
There is, and you get a little chop, 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 and then it sounds like you're speaking a foreign language sometimes.
Right.
And I think that about.
That about does it for comms. But now, we should also remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. But we sure want everybody to still have a good time. And we know we will.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
And then we go to Veronica, who's going to say...
Say, 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 sing, sing.
Sorry. Okay. I thought maybe I was supposed to say no on the solo limit too. The number is 646-595-4274.
Well, we're still waiting for the callers, and you better be dialing in here because they will fill up fast.
Yeah, and then it's really hard to get through.
Yeah, definitely hard to get through.
Well, we have a couple people that are in the box.
In the box.
There's a couple.
Some are usually callers, so hopefully.
Yeah, I prompt them. We'll see. We'll see who gets.
Step forward. Who's going to be the first one to break the ice? Maybe we should have a prize.
We have the wait is over.
Ooh.
We have from area code 617, which is in the state of Massachusetts or the Commonwealth, my bad. 617.
Hello there. How are you doing? And what is your first name? Hello.
617?
Volume is all the way up.
No, I guess not.
That might be bad when they do talk.
I know. Hello.
Well, that's kind of disappointing.
Okay. All right. Because
that was like the greater Boston area.
Well, I think maybe that was our dry run. Now we're ready for the real thing. Kind of like a drill in the military.
It said call got dropped. It is good to have drills. You got to keep you on your toes. What are immediate actions? No caller. Yep. Got to practice.
Well, Boston, try to call us back. Right.
Yeah, I mean, just because you get dropped doesn't mean you can't call back. Like, that goes for everybody out there. You know, things happen. Cell phones drop calls all the time.
Yeah.
It's not always the radio station or whoever, you know. They
rude.
They just drop, and you're like, what the heck? Why am I paying this money every month? But we do, don't we?
In the meantime, remember, Wednesday, big day in terms of astrology. Tell us why.
It is indeed because Mars begins its little over a month retrograde. It's a little longer than a month. It starts like on the 9th and ends around November 13th. Oh, 2 months.
What does that actually mean?
I used to know how to do math, but I forgot.
Yeah, tell us about retrograde.
Well, what it really is or what they say it is. I mean,
I want to know what it really is.
What really is, you know, all these planets have different orbits and different positions in the sky, and you'll see a planet up there, and usually they trek across the sky every day when you go out and look at it. They kind of like do it, like, it looks like it whips a U-turn and goes backwards.
Oh. And then all sorts of the other things seem to go backwards.
Yeah, and apparently for Mars, you know, I'm not an expert, but for Mars, that affects a lot of things. One of them being libido and stuff like that. You might see a dip.
But in sexual.
Yep. Brown chicken out. Yep.
The
desire.
Less brown chicken.
You can look it up. It's pretty interesting. There's some other things that they say that it affects, and they say you should be prepared to, like, kind of just hold firmly. Don't panic. Don't freak out.
Okay.
We do have a caller. What's that number again? Just in
yes, case. That number is 646-595-4274.
And we have all ones. We love that one. We don't know anything about that. All ones.
Hi, welcome to the show. What is your name, please?
Hi, Lisa. Hi, ladies. Hi, love doctor.
Hi, love doctor.
Hello, honey. Hello. We love hearing from you. This is Lisa.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I thought. Okay. All right. Great.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay, and
I hope you didn't just fall down.
You're all right, aren't you?
Another show. You're so happy, all of y'all. That's good, because we want to hear happiness.
Yes, we need lots of that. Yes, we do. So, Lisa. Thank you. Thank you. You know, we love doing this show. We really do. We love that we can just come out here and be who we are.
I have a question about love. It has to be about somebody. I want to know about my male friend, please.
All the way. About your male friend?
I want to focus. I have two that I like, but one is the more of the. Well, what do you get on that? I know that one of them we had a turbulence. That's an R. I don't know how much more time I need to talk to him. I don't know if he understands what he did. I left him in the last message, and I heard what he said. He answered the phone. And he is just calling in with a sexual comment. Of course, you know, he's a man. But I think
that's okay, so did I hear that you use frivolous?
I don't know. Lisa, we're having just a teeny bit problem. Do you, you're very, very faint.
In and out.
In and out. Do you have anything going on?
Okay, are you walking? Are you running? Are you, dodging, are you dodging bullets?
Are you in a closet? Where are you? Hello?
Hello?
No, you're even worse now.
Now you sounded like very sinister and scary.
It just sounded very like you had a voiceover on.
I was getting ready to run and grab a cross.
Yes.
I had a love question.
There you are. You're coming through loud and clear.
And Lisa, where are you calling?
I'm sorry, it was the iPhone cover. Sorry.
Oh, well, there you go.
It was
those
covering
covers,
the. I did the Skype thing, and then I put it on my app.
Got it.
That's great now. You're good.
Yes,
where
you're
are you
clear.
Calling us from, Lisa? Okay.
Oh, no. She said something about through the app. I don't know what that meant.
I don't know.
Colorado.
Oh, well, this for the soul has an app.
Colorado.
Hello.
Colorado.
Oh. Colorado. Yes.
Colorado. All right, Lisa. What question are we delving into for your reading?
Yeah.
Sorry, the show.
I'm sorry for the delay. I'm very, very, very sorry. I know this time is valuable. So I have a question about letter R. I want to know if I'm able to talk to him now. If he's able to talk in the next, I don't know, month or two. Is he able to communicate now with me?
All right, I'm going to look at your cards right now. And the
others here
are going to...
Oh, no.
Okay, don't be nervous.
Okay. Will someone...
Letter R.
Letter R.
Don't be nervous, Lisa.
He's a man.
No,
he's
it's
a,
okay.
He's a white comment. I know him for 8 years.
Okay.
All right, that's good info. We like the more info, the better for the love doctor. Because... it'll help her when she reads the cards when you give her the
background.
It helps
bring more clarity.
Yeah, I mean, because sometimes she doesn't know what she's looking at because nobody gave her, you know. It's like the garbage in, garbage out theory for computers, writing programs.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of people around. It's a lot of fun. So he's a white man. He's tall. Little R.
Tall.
Bob.
Right. And I'm sure he's handsome.
8 years, right?
She's known him 8 years.
And what do you feel?
Okay.
What direction do you feel it's going?
I wonder if I could talk to him because I know he had a lot of interest in me, and I believe screamed at me about it, but I wasn't ready. But I need to talk to him because I need to get something that is mine. So I know he still has interest in me. I don't know if he has internal interest that he's pissed off.
He does. Lisa, he's taking care of some important, they appear to be family matters. And there's a great big issue about a home, as if in selling. And he's in the process of having to move. So I would say, try to be patient. I'm not sure that he will make your time frame. And, of course, things can change. Remember, we all have our own free will, freedom of choice. But at this particular juncture, I am not feeling that you're going to hear from him soon. But just bear in mind, he's in the middle of a kind of a mess, if you kind of catch what I'm saying here. And once it's cleared up, he's going to be walking around with a lot fewer burdens.
So his plate's pretty full right now, is what
you're
saying.
Yes, it is.
He's got a full head.
Mm-hmm. And just send out the best in terms of energy to him. You know, keep a space. That's always important. Keep a space filled with love and light. And then leave the rest up to the higher power or the universe, whatever you conceive to be that which is greater than us all.
Beyond our level.
Right. But that is what I'm seeing right now. And I want you to know, you are such a ray of sunshine for that man. Oh, he does truly adore her.
That's a good though. That's good to know.
Really?
Yes, he does. Yes. And these cards don't lie when it comes to emotion. So, Lisa, keep thinking positive.
Yep.
We're going to have to move on, but, you know, we love hearing from you. And wait, Lisa, I forgot your angel card.
Your angel card reading coming up next by Veronica.
Okay. Your angel card is Relationship Harmony. Your Archangel Raquel, we angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved now.
So see, now doesn't that kind of feel in sync with what her reading was?
Yeah, it's a little icing on the cake. It is. It is.
It resonates completely with me for Lisa. So Lisa, take care. We would love to hear from you again soon.
Soon.
All right.
You're welcome, hon. Thank you.
Okay, that number is 6. What does that actually mean?
None of our business.
Oh, okay.
We have a caller. And we're going to try this again with 617 in Massachusetts. 617.
Hi, welcome to the show. What is your first name, please? And where in Massachusetts are you calling? Well, hello there.
Boston.
Where are you?
Hi.
Boston.
Boston.
Hi. Yes, we got you.
From Boston.
Anne from Boston. Well, Anne, we know you very well.
Yay.
Yes,
I call
do.
Once in a while. It's difficult to get in, but here I am.
Oh, I'm so glad that you did get
good
in.
Good timing, because there was a little bit of a hanky night for the phone line, so they were open.
Let's see. We had the last call when I was here. It was August 24th. Do you recall the last time you called?
Yes, but I don't remember the issue. Do you?
That long ago, though. Like some people.
Veronica.
You were desperation and focused, and you need to change your thinking. You needed hope.
Yeah. I need prosperity, and also I have a particular question. I'm having an event on the weekend coming up, and I wanted to see if there's any advice or anything that I should know about. I'm actually involved in it with a lot of my friends.
That's an excellent question.
Is this a work
thing? Is it work related?
Spiritual related.
Okay.
Well, what is so cool when people ask that type of question is it gives us opportunity to make improvements.
Right.
All right. So I'm going to now look at Anne's cards, and the team here is going to chat with her so we aren't listening to nothing.
Right, I'm sorry because I'm doing it like three times at once. What was this upcoming event related to?
Oh, we're having a spiritual get together.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay, that's cool. That's nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, I right when you said what it was, I was typing something back to
the room.
Blobbity blobbity blob.
Yeah.
You don't need to know what I was doing.
And those who are
these are long term. These are long term participants in. We're all been together for many many decades.
And have you had a lot of these gatherings in the past?
This is my first, but we've been together for a long time.
Okay, so this is the first time that everybody's got together or getting together. I guess it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's interesting. Do you have to travel for it, or is everybody in the same area?
Oh, we're traveling.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Okay.
Nice. Well, I'm looking at your cards, and I've got to tell you. Now, are you going to be speaking? Because I'm getting a feeling that you will be leading this event. Yes. Okay. Now, you're likely, if you're like me, you're going to maybe take some notes or have something prepared. Your cards are saying be open to spirit, because there may come in, and because it's been given to us, as insight, I believe it will happen, that an entirely different direction you'll be led in, and let spirit guide you. If it takes
Definitely.
You away from what, yes, if it takes you
Definitely.
From what you originally planned, go with it. You are going to be a
no, we're
hit.
Open. We're very open.
And
we're
I really
feel
that you're going to find that this is a real spot, or what do you want to call it, like a niche for you. You're going to love this. You're going to open. I'm seeing like a big, beautiful, it's more like a carnation, not a rose, but it's opening just beautifully. So you are going to really find your voice, man. Yes, go ahead.
And you know what's interesting? A carnation is the Aquarian flower. Very interesting.
Wow, and I'm an Aquarian.
Me too.
So that, well, there you go. See, you and me are on a bit of a, well, a lot of a...
Same page.
Yes, same page. And we have many lofty ideas. We are humanitarian in spirit, big time.
Oh, yeah.
And I think sometimes we don't even really understand our own power. This has taken me years to get to the point where I didn't feel like throwing up before going on the air. But I loved it so much. You know, when desire is greater than fear, there's nothing we can't do. So you are going to be a hit, honestly. There's no doubt in my mind. I would love to hear from you after the event. Let us know how it went.
I might call you during it.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
I'd be interested in the time it worked out. Yeah.
And you know, the thing is, you are going to really take your place. If you've been feeling somewhat lost, or, you know, sometimes we're traveling down this road, we have no idea where we're going to end up. But as long as you have the faith and you keep putting one foot in front of the other, wow, can there be a nice big surprise at the end of it? And that's what is waiting for you.
Is this the beginning of the future? Like, we're all trying to lead in a certain direction. We're trying to have a future for all of us and many to follow. And the thing is, we haven't had many people to follow to engage in the same thing we do. But I, as Aquarians, you know, we're very interested in children.
We are. And the thing is also, the ones you do attract are the ones that are going to be the front runners. They're going to be the, yeah, Veronica, you're really good with words. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be the first, and then more shall come. But numbers, it isn't about numbers. It's about...
No, not at all. No.
So, undersure to come true, as Veronica's getting your angel card ready, I am seeing you here. And I'll point out to those listening, this particular designation in the layout, and I do use a 24-card full layout during the show. I don't just, you know, randomly pick cards. They're, the one designation is called Sure to Come True. And I've yet to see something not materialize that was first here in the cards. I'm seeing you, and I'm seeing a gentleman here, and the two of you discussing an amazing piece of work that is going to really make its mark. You know, everybody's looking, and I admit I am too, at the negative aspects of the coronavirus and all things that are. But there's going to, the underbelly is filled with promise and opportunity and a shift toward a whole new way of thinking. So you are a spearheader of that, and nothing's going to hold you down after this. Your transformation is this weekend. And I'm excited for you.
Perfect.
All right.
And many people forget the Spanish flu. And that was a time when the Aquarian rose at that time, too. After that, the undercurrent of the Spanish flu. Well, not the Spanish flu. And it's a redone right now of Spanish flu, a different name, but same thing going on now.
Yeah, it was a different lifetime.
It was. And things changed radically after that, too.
Yeah.
I came across this card twice while I was shuffling, and I said, no, I'll have to keep on going, but it's yours, so I guess it's going to follow you anywhere. The angel card reading is Archangel Jeremiah, all is well. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand.
Oh, I love it.
Perfect.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
It is. Now, remember, we do post these shows on both Facebook and on News for the Soul. So if you want a refresher on what was said, you can access that.
Right.
Perfect.
And that's perfect. Well, thank you so much, Anne. We will be thinking of you this weekend.
And thank you very much, too.
Okay. Well, take care. Be safe. And knock them dead, honey. You're going to do a great job.
Right.
All righty.
All right, Anne. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Yeah. She's got awesome energy. I feel it.
She has, like, the most perfect phone communication to the show.
Doesn't she?
It's like that. It's like, I wish everybody sounded like that.
Just
tall.
Like that.
Right. It's perfect.
Yep.
All right.
Well, that number is 646-595-4274.
And since we're approaching the halfway point of our show, we want to remind all the new listeners that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. But we're here to have fun, and we want you to have fun, too. And we are going to start by rolling into our next caller. Area code 715, which is in Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Hi. Welcome to the show. What's your first name?
My first name is Ryan. Very glad to talk to you.
Well, hi, Ryan. Where in Wisconsin are you from or at?
And Ryan,
the Eau Claire area, northwest Wisconsin.
Oh, gorgeous. Jim and I are both from Duluth. We're from up in Duluth and have, we've traveled there quite a bit. Now, Veronica says in her records, have you called us before?
I have never called before, no.
Nope. Okay.
Well, then we have another Ryan.
We do. I think we do. Wow. So, Ryan, as a first-time caller, we want to welcome you. You'll never be
a
stranger to the show again.
Ryan, you're a first-time caller. They make me do that.
Yeah, she gets paid to do it. Anyway, what's on your mind, Ryan? What's happening in your life?
Well, I recently had a friend contact me, and she suggested going into a project together that I've kind of been involved with in the past, and she wants to get involved with this project, and I'm just wondering if it's something that's going to work out.
Ooh, good question. Mm-hmm. I tell you, these cards, they know their business when it's about business. Now, while I'm preparing the cards, I understand we have an international shout-out to make.
Yes, we do. Just to let everybody know, visiting from another continent, we have Helen from the UK. And we're waving hi to you, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
And I'm talking to her and letting her know if there's a gap in the phone line. She might be able to get a reading through Facebook.
Right, it's true. Ryan, tell me, how did you hear about the show?
I was browsing. I've been looking for good shows to listen to, and just happened to come across it on Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome.
Probably
thank
not
you.
A coincidence, is it?
No. I love the prompt there that you just gave me. No, actually, we find a lot of people discover us as really a matter of serendipity for them and for us. To be able to share with you the insights of this method.
Right.
And also for you to receive that at a time when you really need this information intuitively.
Exactly.
So.
And this person, this friend, you know them well?
Yes, I know her very well.
Okay.
Good.
Let's make sure she's really committed. And that would involve, I guess, having some sit downs or, you know, communicating to each other what your goals and,
you probably want to have like a plan, pros and cons, you know, that's stuff you know to go through contingencies.
A business plan.
It's like a business plan. And then when you have those discussions, sometimes you can tell if the person starts kind of punching out like they didn't want to get that deep.
Well, it's good to feel her out because I see that she is a wonderful starter, but not always a finisher.
Mm.
So she'll need, she'll need you to keep her on track.
Yeah.
You run up into this a lot.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, there was an old phrase, I don't even know where the origin is, the devil is in the details. It's like people love the vision, they love this, and then when somebody's going to get down and roll up their sleeves and start doing the dirty work, they kind of don't like that project anymore.
Right, it's too hard. It's not something that they have excelling.
They don't like the work that goes along with it. So.
The one thing here about her, she truly is a loyal person to you, Ryan.
Okay.
Just as somebody you can really trust, and I'll tell you, the card that signifies friendship in the deck, or like a platonic love, if you will, is a Seven of Hearts, and it doesn't come out very often, because just as in life, you know, we run into like Good Time Charlie's,
a lot of backstabbing Stacy's,
just all sorts of things.
But when that card is evident in the reading, it is saying this is a truly trustworthy and loyal person.
A whole bunch of other things you don't have to worry about, at least.
Okay.
Right. So that's what the cards have to share with you. I am seeing really.
We make new words here up on the
show. Really, really.
Somebody will have our own language. Like, hang on.
We will. I see really great potential for this. Okay. And further further projects that will develop from this.
And prosperity.
Yes. Is that a segue into
it? It is. Yeah.
All right.
That seems to be the kind of the mascot for this evening is prosperity.
Yeah,
it is. That three calls now.
And you have an angel card?
I do.
Your angel card reading is coming now.
This is Archangel Michael.
Oh, good one.
He's one of the good ones. Big one. You are safe. I am protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home.
And one last thing, Ryan. One of those, what do you call it, lower energies?
Yeah.
It's going to be envy and jealousy on the part of others.
Well, I was thinking that as well.
You know, the thing is, a lot of times people think that they're supporting us, but a lot of times that green-eyed monster kind of comes out a little bit.
And when a certain group of people do a project, there's some other people that know the project are going to not be happy.
Right.
They're not involved.
That's the way it works. Not everybody can be part of the
I would say take it with a grain of salt.
Sure.
And a lot of people don't have vision, and they don't know how to nurture a dream.
Right.
So if they don't have a dream, some of them will want to take yours.
Or try to ride along.
Ryan, please don't be new and only call once. Call again.
Please get more and more clarity.
We want to hear about this.
We do.
Okay, certainly. Certainly.
I wish you well.
I will save you as a favorite.
Yeah, please do that. That's wonderful. I love that. And I might throw in something here. Thank you for you and the others. As we say goodbye to Ryan, remember, you don't have to always wait for the show.
Right.
We have an amazing app in the Google Play Store that you can add to your phone. It's called Psychic Love Doctor.
Right.
I use it if I'm going into a meeting or I'm making a new friend, or it's a client that is real difficult and I want to figure out what the inside track is, any of you can use it. It's available, as I say, in Google Play.
Mm-hmm.
But those of you that have iPhones, when your operating system was upgraded, we fell off the cliff with that. But the workaround is go to my website, psychiclovedoctor.com, and look where it says free. I think it says free reading.
Yeah.
And when you click that, it's the same program. So you can save that as a bookmark.
Right.
And it's based on a random program, but is anything really random?
True.
Boy, we could spend a couple hours talking about that. Just that one question, one single small little question.
I don't think anything is really random.
And then some people say everything is random. Philosophy.
I know.
You know?
Well,
you know what's not random? The phone number to call in.
Yes. Oh, that non-random number is... As I've forgotten it, 346-595-4274. We'll have to add all the things.
All right, and we have another caller.
Okay.
Not a shock. 917, which is in the Big Apple. 917 New York.
Hey, Norm.
Hi, it's Tina from New Jersey. How are you?
Right.
Oh, yes. You come up as New York.
Her area code when she calls in.
So how are you doing, my darling?
Great. I just want to ask about my daughter, whatever spirit can tell me about her.
Okay, what's happening?
Yeah, anything in particular?
No, just whatever spirit can tell me is going on with her.
Okay.
No. Is she doing well? Is she working, going to school?
She went back to work.
Okay.
She went back to work. Okay. Is she happy about going back to work?
Yeah, she likes it there.
Ah, see, that it's kind of funny. We see during this COVID thing, some people are like happy to go back to work. Some are like,
no.
Oh, I like unemployment better.
They do. They want the government to just support them endlessly.
Yeah, I know.
Can't blame them in some respect.
I understand, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm not going to judge anybody by that because I'm not in their shoes.
Right. We don't know the
circumstances. I'm not in their shoes. I want to do any judging. So,
how old is she again? 20?
21.
Okay, yeah. Mm, and is she not talking to you? Is that what you're wanting to know what's up, or is she only telling you part of the...
Yeah, well, her and the boyfriend, whatever spirit have, yes. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Something here about the boyfriend.
Well, I was just laughing because how much is a 20-year-old going to really tell their parent? Only what they want to tell.
Right.
She knows.
It's looking like a breakup here, and her feelings getting really hurt.
Oh, okay.
Daughter?
Yeah, but you know what I got to tell you? There's a way better guy out there for her.
Yeah, we've said that.
Yeah, you just don't know that anyone.
You don't know that.
If their world's coming to an end at that age when they break up.
And especially if he's, like, really cool and smooth.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah.
You know, I know a couple of those.
Yeah, but this is not her true mate. This is practice, I guess you can say.
Typically, nobody finds him at 21.
Tina got a charge out of that.
She laughs because it's true.
Well,
no, she knows because she's the mom. Moms know.
How long have some of these ickies that we wanted to...
Us parents know.
Oh, yeah. No, don't you look back and you think, what in the world was I thinking?
Right.
Oh, well, for her... Oh, I had a thought too. I should just interrupt, you know, when I
absolutely
when they fly
it's your
in.
Show. Your show. Slap us in the face and when your thought's there and speak it.
No,
she lost the thought train, so she's hoping it comes back around again. So
anyway, your daughter keeps I've got it.
There we go.
Your daughter keeps a lot inside of her.
Yeah.
You know that? She
really.
Oh, yeah. And one of the biggest things for her is like abandonment, rejection, abandonment. If a guy...
She tries this really hard to please them.
Yeah, and if he cheats on her...
She takes things she should, puts up with things he shouldn't.
Right. She will placate that to prevent having to get that horrible feeling.
To avoid the hurt.
Yeah, it's like an anxiety for her, which is something those of us sitting here can understand.
It's common, though, that
particular one. It keeps things in because it's too hard on her.
And that's really common.
So if she seems really down and distant, maybe Mama could put her arm around her shoulder and say, you know, I'm always here for you to talk to.
Right. I don't always have to like what the situation is, but I'm always here to be like a shoulder to cry on or whatever, you know.
But you've been dealing with girls.
Oh, yeah.
So
I may not approve of it, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to support you while you're going through that hard time.
As a mother of only sons, I have 5 biological and 2 adopted.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, they will come to Mama and spill their guts.
Over
a girl, a job, a best friend. I mean, they will keep, it's like a buried sacred relationship with their mother. But girls are different, really different. So you asked about her, and I would just say, try to be receptive.
Yes, supportive.
And even though she acts like, hey, everything is just great, I think there's a lot going on inside of her.
Yeah, you know, you can't really give them too much advice because they're 21, so they already know everything.
Oh, they know everything.
Know
everything.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I'm kind of dealing with this right now. I have a 12-year-old that thinks she's very mature and very adultish. And I just come up to her on a random time and just go, hey, I want to let you know I love you and give her a hug. And she might push me away a little bit. But, boy, I read it later on. In her, you know, private thoughts. She really does she's thankful for it.
Yeah.
We have...
Okay, Tina, your angel card reading.
This might just be a little bit what's going on with her. Maybe you're feeling heavy Overcoming difficulties, Archangel Jeremiah, the worst is now behind you. You are surmounting any previous challenges.
Well, it's good to know we're making progress.
Right.
Okay, and even if you have a setback, that is still considered a sign of progress.
I mean, you know, sometimes you take a step back so you can take three more forward, you know, that type of stuff. It sounds cliche, but
exactly.
It's true.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, people make fun of cliches, but they kind of came around.
They ring true.
You know, there's a reason they're there.
All right, Tina, you hang in there, and we would love to hear from you real soon, okay?
Right.
Yes. Wait, do you see when the breakup will come? Is it soon?
Oh,
it's inevitable.
So
how about if we say that? Because the time on this is not super clear.
Okay.
So
okay.
I would just say it's inevitable. And she's going to look back on this and see that she was, very wrong for her. It'll be a good learning experience.
Right. The last couple have been a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. We've been along
Thank
there
you
with
all.
You. We
Oh,
thank you.
Love you
guys. Happy Labor Day. Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, same to you. And
Bye-bye.
Please call back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. That number is 646-595-4274.
Well, the lines are open, but we're going to go to the United Kingdom.
Yes.
Our shout out, Helen. Now, remember, 30-second delay, so we're going to start out with what we got. I have her question.
Has she come in before?
Late there, so we appreciate Helen being here.
Yeah, it is late.
I wonder if she snuggled up in her bed with, let's say, her phone
or
a laptop.
She might be having a little bit of late night tea. We don't know.
Ah, Grandpa's tea. Hot tea.
Okay, here's what we got. Here's the question. Remember, 30-second delay, and I've been comms are slow. I have a dream, wish, but it's taking so long to come true for my relationship. I do talk to upstairs and put my thoughts out there and wish on a full moon what to do.
Oh, that's beautifully put. Helen's got a wonderful way with words.
Yes, she's outside of my level, though. But you understood what she
yes,
was saying.
Yes, absolutely.
I did not. I mean, 10% I did. I know what the word moon means.
Jim, he's a funny guy. Okay.
So she's wanting to know if it will come to fruition.
I mean, obviously it's a relationship, and she has a wish for this relationship, and she's even talked to the higher powers, and I got that. I'm just kidding. But I was hoping she'd give us more. Maybe she will.
I think she gave us actually quite a bit.
What do you think about that? Well, that's why I'm not there, sitting there doing that, because I'd be scratching my head.
As I hear the question and the description, I already start forming an
idea.
You're already going down the path that I have no clue about. Yes, I understand. That's why you're
the cards themselves
expert.
Are really just a jumping off point. They themselves really don't have any power. They're pieces of plastic. But
two more words that thrown out there. Marriage house.
Okay.
Marriage house? Oh, okay.
Remember, I'm the middleman. Messenger, don't kill me.
You know, if you can wait long enough, he's going to be ready. And it will all fall into place. But the key words here are, if you can wait long enough.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean to interrupt him. I was kind of agreeing with you. Yeah.
Well, if somebody isn't ready, I don't care how you try to take their hand and pull them along, or you put a stick in their back and keep making them go forward. It's not going to be in its own best way in time. But, Helen, there's a little bit of a twist here because you actually have another man coming along.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And it's going to make you want to really evaluate the relationship that you've been hoping on and wishing on the moon. And the other one that seems really like a good bit.
The plot twist.
It is. It's a plot twist. And
dun, dun, dun. Perfect.
I don't feel my job is to ever tell you what you're going to do because you have that. You're empowered. We're all empowered to make our own choices, but we can look at the information that we're presented with.
That's the thing about life or professional jobs. The more information you have, the better likely you are to make the correct choice.
Exactly.
Yeah, somebody says, here's one little piece of information, make a choice. Wow, throw a dart at the dartboard and see what comes up, basically.
And when we were talking a little bit ago about randomness.
Right along that line.
This is not a random situation.
Ah,
now, if you can look at the big picture. The big picture here is the dragging of the feet.
Right.
The dream not materializing. I think she's got a reluctant...
participant.
Like bridegroom there.
Right.
And there's a reason why things are in a stall.
Right.
And the reason I feel is the new one coming along. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot more heart. He's actually very much like my late husband, who was just a darling. Both of them here knew him.
He was a snuggly bear.
Yeah, he was really something. And you know, Helen, if you can age, you're going to encounter this man, and then you have a choice and a decision.
There you go.
So there we go.
Okay.
Angel
card.
Oh.
And stand by.
Well, it flew off the top, but I will.
Angel card reading coming up next.
Okay.
Stand
oh,
by.
Look at that. Okay, well, here's the card. If you're familiar with Deb and her cards, if it falls to the floor, it comes to the door. So a card flew off the top and landed on the floor. I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to give you your
other one. Yeah.
It's the Archangel Azrael. It's counselor. You are a natural counselor, and many people benefit from your guidance and reassurance.
So it kind of sounds like it's saying
not have that.
You can guide yourself too
to really make that own decision, or like
yeah.
at least to have that idea in the back there. And then here it is. Your Archangel Raquel, relationship harmony. We angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved now.
Ah. Well, there, I don't know. That sometimes when they're really
gave me
obscure,
a little chill.
A little bit obscure like that, you know there's a big message.
You know there's
there.
A big, huge message.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be intrigued to hear from
yeah,
you
Helen,
soon.
I hope that you will. Keep us updated.
Yes,
yeah.
please.
She's, love
to know.
She's been popping in here on a regular basis.
Yes, she is a regular
like
popper.
A month or so ago, if I'm not mistaken. I got a bad memory. But
right.
She popped in and said it's the first time, and she is, I think, every week just about.
Oh, yeah. We love that.
If not every week, almost every week.
And the more you call in to get a reading, they build on each other. As
really
I was
do.
Saying earlier to, I think it was Ryan,
mm-hmm.
that the clarity expands, the thread gets longer. This isn't a one-stop shop.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Move us along.
Move along. Well, we got a phone number. Do we have a phone number? I don't know if we have
yes,
a phone number.
Yes, phone number. 646-595-4274.
All
right.
You know what? Let's stay in Facebook Live, and let's stay international.
Oh, are we?
Yes, we are. We have Denise in South Africa.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, she would like to connect with her dad who passed
there?
Away 10 years ago, if possible.
Ooh.
Any message from him? Having some weird dreams about close family members passing down. Wanted to know if he could tell me anything.
It is late. It's early there. It's almost 1.
In the morning?
Yeah.
All right. Stand by, Denise. This is for you. I'll need a moment or two. We're going to conduct a little mediumship here.
Yes, and I'm not going to get, I'm not going to get too into the interaction too much because there's
right.
a 30-second delay.
Mm-hmm.
So if we talk too much instead of type, she's not going to hear it for 30 seconds.
Right.
So.
Can you get it again? Father passed away 10 years.
Yeah, put that out there.
Yeah. Sorry about that. There's multiple people hitting me. She said, it's 10-1 there. She would like to connect with her dad.
Okay.
Right? This keeps changing on me. Who passed away 10 years ago. Is it possible there'd be any message from him having some weird dreams about close family members passing on? I want to know if he could tell me anything.
Okay, having dreams. Got it.
Okay. Now, when we do this type of thing with the cards, I actually focus this layout on the messages, the spiritual messages that Denise's father would want to hand down to her. And sometimes they're a little bit riddled, but usually there's quite a bit of clarity. So Just giving myself a moment here. So these really are his cards.
Yes. I mean, I see what you're saying. Yeah, totally, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and his cards and also her, like, secondary question about dreams.
Your father, I'm laughing because he has a very lighthearted spirit. First of all, he could not be happier, Denise, because where he is now is free and healthy and happy, and there's love everywhere, and he wants you to know that. And here he's got a message that makes me kind of laugh as a daughter to a father who has passed on too. He says, just remember, I'm always watching no matter what you do.
Oh my.
And there's kind of a parental, ominous, I see the finger pointing here, that he wants you to know.
He's a dad.
Yeah, Denise needs to stay
on. She's a daughter.
She needs to stay on the road to righteousness.
Dad, daughter. Yep.
Mm, yeah. And he's saying he can do more for you from the other side on an emotional and spiritual level than he was ever able to in life.
Oh.
That's a really big message. Also, about the dreaming of death, he is putting it in a different context. He's saying, you're dreaming about, how did that get worded again? I want to make sure I don't get it wrong. About, she's dreaming about the passing on?
About close family members passing on. And she wanted to know if he could tell her anything about that.
He's saying this isn't about them passing on. He's saying it's about you bringing to a close certain aspects of your life that may seem frivolous or time, like time wasters, people that aren't worth it. So it's not about the passing on, but take, oh boy, sometimes it gets so deep.
Yeah, this is a very deep subject.
The people that you are dreaming about passing on, think about their traits. And that is meant as a message to you about eliminating or tying up loose ends or just bringing to a close those parts of herself that are not helping her to be empowered and to move forward and to...
We're on a submarine because you went so deep. That is very deep, Deb.
I know.
But I bet it means something to her.
I hope so.
Yes. Well, it definitely means something to Dad. Cause that's, you
know, but I love the part where he was finger pointing and saying, yeah, just remember, little girl. Whew. Yeah.
Yeah, she said he passed on at an early age due to renal failure.
Oh,
that's
sad.
A shame.
And she said she understood what you were trying to say.
Oh, good.
So we had a feeling that you two would be the connection.
Guard your heart.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
that
thank
makes
you.
Sense to me. Yeah.
And you know what? He loves where you live, and his spirit gets like real comfortable in your surroundings. So just remember, he's watching you.
Yes. That's what dads do, though, with mm-hmm. daughters.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
Let's get to this card. We only have a couple.
Oh, angel card, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, this Archangel Ariel, prosperity. Your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality.
I like it. I think that would actually be a good one for us all. You know, and as we're ending the show, what a way to go out off the air.
Right.
Can you repeat that one for us all.
Your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality.
What do you think?
That's like one of the best fortune cookie fortunes you could ever get.
Yeah, imagine if we could hand those out, you know?
Yeah.
Well, how many people have we come across that need prosperity? That's like the fourth thing. It all kind of comes together.
And it's not always about financial
prosperity. Prosperity is a pretty general...
I think it's...
Whatever
you need, more
probably
of
yeah, exactly. Whatever your need is, that means something to you.
And a lot of people are suffering emotional, you know, like being bankrupt.
No, I mean astronomical. Yeah, you know, worldwide. It's not worldwide.
But think of it as a time of transition and evolution in terms of our survival and our way of lives and you know, things are changing.
Right.
So now I think we're in our...
We're getting close there, Veronica.
Okay, that number is...
No. Yeah, we need to...
Oh.
We got to get ready to do the...
I'm sorry, the closing credits. I don't even know what's happening.
Well, you know.
All right, everybody, join us here next Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern.
Long minute.
3 p.m. I did it completely.
No,
I did it right.
You did. You said it right.
6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Be here. We love having you. We don't script a thing. This is all you.
We definitely made that very clear tonight.
All right. Thank you so much. Love you. Bye-bye, everybody. See you soon. Perfect.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.